Hey, architecture firm owners and emerging leaders. Get ready for unparalleled insight into the development of a world-class architecture firm and a worldwide organization driving the digital transformation of the design and construction industry. With Build Smart, the podcast that's changing how our profession operates. We share the incredible stories behind innovation in the building industry with my friend and co-host, Patrick McLamey, FAIA, former CEO of the international architecture firm, HOK.
You know, Yamasaki's office or firm lasted during his lifetime. And when he passed away, I think that was the end of the Yamasaki office. Helmuth did not want that. He wanted a firm that would live out and grow beyond the founders.
In season one, discover the untold stories behind HOK's meteoric rise from 150 employees in St. Louis to a powerhouse with over 1,900 staff members and 27 offices worldwide.
You know, they weren't as polite as the Kojima people. That was just boom. And anytime you have a creditor, whether it's Kojima or the bank, that wants their money, unless you can raise money someplace else, you are out of business.
Bankrupt.
Bankrupt.
And hold on tight for season two, where Patrick takes us on a new adventure as chairman of Building Smart International, shaping the future of digital transformation in the design, construction, and operation of built assets.
Ian Howell, Ken Harold, and I, Ken was my technical representative from HOK. The three of us took a tour of Europe of 5 cities in 5 days. Very busy time.
Simply follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Smart now and uncover lessons that will transform you and your architecture firm. Entrepreneur Architect Podcast, episode 20. Welcome to this episode of the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast. My name is Mark R. LePage, and this is the podcast dedicated to a successful life as a small firm architect. My goal is to inspire you to build a better business so that you may pursue your purpose with passion and live the life of your dreams. During my interview with a potential client, I answer many questions. Most are very similar. How much will it cost? How long will it take? Are you available to start right away? Do you have any references? You know, all the questions they learn to ask from their favorite TV shows on HGTV. Another question that I'm often asked is, do you build the project too? And like a good architect, I'd explain the differences between architects and contractors and politely say, no, architects design the project, contractors build them. And then, about 5 or 6 years ago, I changed my answer. We sure do, I'd say. Today on the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast, I'm going to show you how to more than double your fee on your very next project by providing architect-led construction management services. It may sound like a lot of work and may be a bit overwhelming and scary, but trust me, it's not. Stay with me and I'll show you how. But before we do that, did you listen to the last episode where I shared my 6 steps for accomplishing your goals without feeling overwhelmed? Many people responded by email and on Twitter. Talk to me about how it helped them get motivated and push them to the next step. It was even shared by AIA National on their Twitter feed. Thank you very much, AIA. I love the inspirational shows, and I hope you do too. If you do, you should go grab a listen to episode 19. I think you'll like it. And on the blog this week, I predicted the winner of NASCAR's Daytona 500, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Well, sort of. It's not a hard prediction for me because every race I predict that Dale's going to win. But if you're not a NASCAR fan, have no fear. The post is not about NASCAR. It's about sharing information and how, if we all start sharing information and everything we know, the whole profession will grow and will improve and will become the respected, powerful profession that we all want it to be. So go check out my thoughts on the subject and leave me a comment. Tell me whether you agree with what I'm saying or not. I'd love to hear both sides of the story, so go please do that. So let's get right into the topic for this episode. I was tired of watching our best projects be built by others and frustrated by the fact that the contractor earned significantly more money on each project than the architect. I developed an additional proposal and a new integrated process for construction. Today, about 10% of our projects are being built using the architect-led construction management service method. With this process, we have full control over who's building our designs, how each detail is completed, and best of all, we more than double our fee on each project. My firm, Five Cat Studio, is a full-service firm. Our basic architectural services agreement includes managing the bidding process, and I've talked about many times on the blog and here on the podcast how we provide construction administration on every project. It's not an option for us. During the construction phase, as the architect, we meet weekly on site to review progress and observe the contractor's workmanship. We assist in resolving unforeseen conditions, and we're available as needed to answer any questions between those project meetings. All applications for payment from the contractor, they're delivered to our office. We review them, certify them, and any disputes are quickly resolved by our ongoing presence during the phase of construction. Offering construction management services is no great leap. In fact, it's one of the few preconceptions held by an owner that actually works in our favor. Before meeting with an architect, many owners already assume that we provide construction services. Answering, "Yes, we do," when we are asked that question, it's the quickest sale you'll ever make as an architect. Construction management for us internally is simply an extension of the basic services we already provide. During the design phases, we provide additional cost estimating services and manage the owner's budget throughout the process of development. During bidding, rather than managing invitations and proposals from three or four general contractors selected by the owner, we take on the responsibility of selecting bidders and offer invitations to each trade. We typically divide the scope of work into four sections: plumbing, electrical, mechanical, and general trades. We then select three or four contractors to bid each section and assemble the best construction team for the least cost. The bid process is transparent and the contractors are selected with full participation from the owner. Contracts with each trade contractor are prepared and signed directly between the owner and the contractor, and that's important. All payments for the construction continue to be reviewed by our firm acting as the architect, separate from construction management, and are paid directly from the owner to the contractor. As construction managers, we are managing the process of construction. We're not contracted to construct a project. This is a very important distinction. If we limit our services for construction management to just 10% of all the services we provide, and we're not directly responsible for the means and methods of construction, in other words, we're not constructing the project, we're not building it, our professional liability insurance for architectural services, it doesn't change. And our premiums, they're not affected. If we chose to provide full construction services, like a general contractor, a home improvement contractor's license would be required in the county that we work in. And we'd need to form a separate company and purchase additional insurance policies. It would get very, very expensive, and it wouldn't make financial sense. And these issues, they differ from state to state and from region to region. So before you start offering any form of construction services, be sure to consult your insurance policy and review the licensing laws for your specific jurisdiction. During construction, we provide two separate services. We continue to provide full construction administration services as the architect. We review progress, review payments, and we consult as necessary on any design modifications. And then separately, as construction managers, we manage the construction process. We schedule the contractors, and we coordinate the scope of work among the trades. Providing construction management does require more time on site and more focus on the construction of those projects being managed. When things go wrong, and you know they always go wrong, as construction managers, we are positioned at the apex of the crisis. Being actively involved during construction allows us to see these issues coming and manage their resolution before the crisis occurs. We work as a team with the contractor with the same goal of completing a quality project in a timely manner without dispute. We're all working on the same side of the table toward the satisfaction of the owner. When we prepare the proposal for construction management services, It's separate from our proposal for architectural services. The construction management proposal is structured as an extension to the architectural services, and it's technically listed as an additional service to architectural services. Keeping the proposal documents separate, though, makes it clear to the owner that they're hiring us for two separate services. That additional clarity helps later when we're providing services both as architects and construction managers, and we're invoicing for each service. As construction managers, we essentially replace the services of a general contractor. So we've established our fee for construction management commensurate with the profit and overhead typically proposed by a general contractor, which in our region is about 15%. So we are paid as a percentage of each invoice from a contractor to the owner. Each time we process an application for payment from a contractor, it's accompanied by our invoice for construction management services. With our basic architectural services fee currently set at 12%, our 15% construction management fee more than doubles revenue on every project where we perform construction management services. But we have learned to pick and choose the projects for which we provide construction management services. It's a very serious commitment, and the additional responsibility can be fatal to our business's reputation if it's not managed well. With the right client and the right project, offering architect-led construction management services benefits our best architectural projects, it's a great value for our clients, and it's very beneficial to our bottom line. So now I want to know what you think. Do you provide construction management or any other form of construction services? Do you think it benefits an architect to get more directly involved during construction, or should we just stay focused on architecture? Let me know. I want to know what you think. Leave a comment in the post for this episode at entrearchitect.com/episode20. So there you go, episode 20 of the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast. I cannot believe we finally hit 20 episodes. I love doing this weekly podcast thing. My episodes are cranking up week by week. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you found it worth your time to listen. I'd love it if you just do me a quick favor, and please, please visit iTunes and leave me a review for the show. I've made it simple. I set up a direct link for you. You can go to entrearchitect.com/iTunes. It's really easy to remember, entrearchitect.com/iTunes, and that link will take you right to my iTunes page for Entrepreneur Architect. You can just sign in there and let me know what you think. You can leave a review and you can leave me a star rating. And those reviews and those star ratings help other entrepreneur architects find the show. And if you like the information I share in the blog and here on the podcast, it would be great if you could just show the love by leaving me a review on iTunes. I'd really, really appreciate it. So until next week, my name is Mark R. LePage, and I am an entrepreneur architect. I hope you are too. Thanks for listening.
I've mentioned it to my family, but in terms of telling people like, oh yeah, we're doing this, I'm looking for projects, you got anything? Yeah. I'm not there yet because it scares the shit out of me.
Dreaming of launching your own architecture firm? Well, buckle up for a wild ride with Emerging, the podcast that shares what it's really like to start an architecture firm.
Where do we begin? We don't even know what type of business to formalize as. Is it an LLC? Is it an LLP? Like, how are taxes? I mean, the list is astronomical.
Season 1 featured founders Jeffrey, Lexi, and Chris, owners of Level Studio Architecture, are your fearless guides on this unfiltered journey from napkin sketches to a thriving studio.
One evening, stumbled into one last dive, we sat at the bar and pondered our postgraduate futures. Amidst the conversation, a napkin became the canvas for our aspirations, sketching plans and milestones, sealing our heartfelt commitment and shared dreams.
In drawing down dreams on a napkin collectively, that then, you know, in your head, you've rooted like, oh, I'm connected to these people, like, long term.
The process of starting an architecture practice brims with excitement and challenges, demanding meticulous planning, flawless execution, and unyielding resilience.
I kind of hate the term because it's so overly used, but I think everybody knows imposter syndrome. And I think it's so real to this day. I don't know if it's with everybody, but with me, I'm always questioning, like, us, can we do this? Are we ready to do this? Are we prepared? Can we do it?
Did we just decide a name?
We did it, guys.
Oh my
one
God.
That came out of nowhere.
Woo! It came out of nowhere. I liked it. I saw it.
Ready to turn your aspirations into reality? Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Emerging and chart your own path to architectural success.
Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There's a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say, like, that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success.